parsha, because we had to be yontif and everything. I had this nightmare of getting up in front of a chavur and saying, this week is parsha's Behar. No, it's not. Do like we started to do in the end of last month. We do two separate shtickle. It'll be a little easier to digest. I got the message. Thanks. We're gonna go backwards in the parasha. The end of the parasha. Some of you know that I have this hobby of trying to learn the parshiyos, the psukim that are not so well known. That, you know, like Parshas Emor, everybody knows the beginning of Parshas Emor is about Tumah. Maybe some people know that the middle of Parshas Emor is about Yantif, but very few people know what comes after that in Parshas Emor. You'd be surprised the parshiyos that are in the Torah. In the end of Parshas Emor, there's a story about the Mekalel. I'll just read you the two Pesukim. Pesukim say, the few Pesukim, Vayetze ben Isha Yisraelis, it's Perakov Dalet Pasuk Yud, and the son of a Jewish woman went out, Behu ben Ish Mitzri, he was the son of a Mitzri, so his mother was a Yisraelis, and he was a Mitzri. B'soich b'nei Yisrael, he went out into the amongst the Yidden. V'yinotzu b'machaneh, they got into a fight in the machaneh. Ben ha-Yisrael was this person, the son of the Jewish woman. V'ish ha-Yisraeli, and a Jewish man. They got into an argument. V'yikav ben ha-Isha ha-Yisraelis es Hashem. And the ben ha-Isha ha-Yisraelis said out explicitly Hashem's name, Hashem ha-Mefarish. Vayikalel, and Chmanu Litzlan, and he cursed it. Vayoviyu Oisay al Moshe, the Midrashim already asked, the Torah is kind of ready, says, usually we always do everything B'Lashon Saginar. We don't say Kilolas Hashem, Chas Hashem. We say Birchas Hashem, and we understand that it means Kilolas, it means Kolola, because we don't want to say it out, but they say over here, the Pasuk spells it out, because there's a halacha in Hilchas, in these halachas of stoning someone who's Mekalel Hashem, that at a certain point they refer to it, they don't even say it out, it's such a sensitive thing, that they don't even say over that he said such and such, they don't even say that. But before they give him Misa, just like the final accepting Bezdin, accepting the Eidus, they say out exactly what they heard, and everyone rises Kriya, everyone rips Kriya, from the tsar of hearing it. So Vayikalo, and Klal Yisrael reacted right away, as Yidden should. They brought him to Moshe. B'shem Imay, and his mother's name, Shleimis Bas Divri Lamate Dan. His mother's name was Shleimis Bas Divri. So what they do with him? Vayanichuhu b'mishmar. They locked him up. Lifroi Shlohem al pi Hashem, to wait until they hear from Hashem what to do. Sure enough, when Moshe Rabbeinu waits to hear from Hashem, he hears from Hashem. Vaydavar Hashem al Moshe Leimar. Hoyteis haMekalel michutz laMachane. Take the Mekalel out of the Machane and stone him. And then the pasuk says, "V'noykev shem Hashem oisyumas." Someone who's noykev the shame, someone who says out the name and is makalo, he is chayv misa. And then, and this I'm not going to go into tonight, but the mefarshim talk about this. And then the pasuk switches over into Hilchas Bava Kama, makay nefesh behemo ishki demon ba misa isam Hilchas ben adam lachaveray. And then it switches back, a little interruption there with all the dinim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe at that time. And then it switches back, the last pasuk in the parasha. Vayidaber Moshe al b'nei Yisrael. Moshe told this to the Yidden. Vayitziu es ha-mikal al-michutz la-machaneh. They brought the mikal out of the machaneh. Vayirgumu ha-yisay oven. And they stoned him. U-b'nei Yisrael osu kashar tziv Hashem es Moshe. And the Yidden taka did what Moshe said. I don't know how much the beer of the parasha we're going to get to tonight, but we'll at least cover some very interesting inyanim of this parasha.
Did he get in that straw?
I don't think so. It doesn't sound like it. I don't think so. It could be that then it was a Hiruah Show, and I don't know. We have to see this again. Why not? Maybe he says he's about to do it. I don't know. Okay, so who was this person? His father was a Mitzri, his mother was Shlemis Bas Divri. What happened? What was the story? So the story really comes from Sukkim that we're familiar with in the beginning of Parsha Shemais. It says, Vahi bayam lohem, vayigdal Moshe, Moshe grew up, vayetze yalechav, and he went out to his brothers, vayar besiv loisam, and he saw their hard work. Vayar ish Mitzri, here's the ish Mitzri, and he saw an ish Mitzri, make ish ivri me'echav. He saw an ish Mitzri that was beating up a yid. Vayifen kai v'chai, Moshe looked this way and that way, vayar ki ein ish, he saw that nobody was looking, vayaches ha-Mitzri, and he killed the Mitzri, Rashi says with the shame on the Farish, vayitzmenehu b'chol, and he hit him in the sand. Why was he beating up this ish ivri? Why was this ish Mitzri beating up this ish ivri? So Rashi and Parshas Shemais on that pasuk says, that what happened was that this ish ivri was bailo shel Shlemis Bas Divri. It was Shlemis Bas Divri's husband, who was a Yid. Shlemis Bas Divri was married to a Yid. And the Mitzri wanted, the Chazal tells us Shlemis Bas Divri was too obvious, was not tzniyistic enough. She made herself too obvious outside the house. She used to say Shalim, Shalim to everybody. That's why her name was Shlemis. And Divri is a Lashon of Divor, because she used to talk too much. And the Mitzri, she caught his eye, and he wanted her. So being the boss, the Mitzri was the boss over this Ivri, he called him out in the middle of the night, he sent him to round up some people to some type of Avodah. The Mitzri went in and impersonated those, made believe he was the husband. There was no electricity in those days, there was no light at all. Must have been at the beginning of the month, there was no light from the moon, nothing. She did not chat that it wasn't her husband. He was Bo'alea, and they had a child who became the Mekalo. That's the Ish Mitzri. Some say that the Mitzri actually killed the husband. But most Mefarshim say, and it comes from Chazal, that the husband, after this Maisa happened, he was separated from Shlemis Bas Divri. I don't know if he divorced her or not, but he married somebody else. He married a different woman. Maybe he realized that she was Takanat Sneastik. Maybe it was Megala to him or Bad Midas. He went away from her, and he got married, and he had a son. And that son was the person that the Mekal got into a fight with in the Machane. Some fascinating thing. What was the fight about? So Chazal tell us, and this is Rashi in this week's Parsha, Chazal tell us that the fight was about that the Ish Mitzri set up his camp, the Ben Ish Mitzri set up his camp in the middle of Machane Dan. And his stepbrother, I guess, told him, you're not from Shevet Dan, your father is a Mitzri. So they got into a fight. Rabbeinu Bachai fills in the missing link over here, which is the obvious question, how did that lead to a klala to Hashem? What does that have to do with anything? How did Hashem get into this? It was an argument if he can do the macha. So Rabbeinu Bachai tells us the whole fight. It's very interesting. Rabbeinu Bachai says that the Yid told the Mekalel, you don't belong here, your father was a Mitzri. So he said, my father was a Mitzri? What happened to him? So he said, he died. Moshe killed him. He said, Moshe killed him? How? He said, with the shame I'm a Farish. He said, with the shame I'm a Farish, and he was Mekal. Make of the shame, and he was Mekal. As I state. It's not history. I'm not going to say Torah on this. Just I thought it was some fascinating pshat in the Pesukim. I'll pee the Rashi's. Rabbeinu Bachai, Medrash.